Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we got some new stuff up there for you, folks. We got some brand new things that I'd like for you to go check out. And one thing you'll notice at the top left side of the page, top left, something called Jim's Blog. Our blog is live. That's right. Went up. We put it up this weekend, so I hope you'll check that out. And let me know what you think. I really would like to know. We worked hard on this. We got a few more little wrinkles to take care of. Some new features that you don't even know about that I think you'll like. We're working on that, so we got a few more things to add. But basically, it's pretty ready and pretty much ready, and we'd like for you to take a look at it and give us your thoughts on it. And that's Jim's blog at my website, and that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Somebody else you can find at my website is Chester Elton. Chester's a member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of A Carrot a Day, and he and his co-author Adrian Gostick are also the authors of the 24-Karat Manager, and he's an employee recognition expert, and he's our good friend. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always, and I want to talk about your trip to China and your past trip and your upcoming trip in a little bit, but before we do that, you guys have actually done some research. I do want to talk about employee recognition. Although customer recognition is a good thing too, but employee recognition, one of the things that you guys get across and I in your work, Chester, I think is so important, is you help people understand, you help companies understand that employee recognition is not just something that you do when you get around to it. It's an important ROI fundamental of operating your business successfully, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's something you have to work at every day. And hence the title of our book, you know, A Carrot a Day. People need positive affirmations every day that what they're doing for their business and for their employers is the right thing. And there's no better way to communicate that than to recognize someone. It's not a nicer side of business anymore. It's really an essential side. And, you know, we talked a little bit about our trips to Asia. This is what's really catching on over there. It's something we've sort of understood here in the U.S., but now with our research and our books, we've really driven it home that now it's essential if you're going to succeed.
Well, and let's look at some of the stuff we're going to talk about later with other guests that I've got a guest later in the show in the next hour. Paul Sarvati is going to be with us, and he's the chairman of Administaff, and they've done a survey. And one of the things that they found, and a lot of people have found in surveys that we've conducted, that we've reported on in over the last few months on the show, small business surveys, is the anxiety and the tension that small business owners feel about having to hire new employees.
Oh,
well,
absolutely.
if you take better care of the people you have, you might not have to hire so many new people.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a lot of work being done, and I'm sure he'll touch on this, on qualifying that you're hiring the right people and certainly making sure that you've got the right people slotted for your business.
Right.
But gosh, once you finally find those really good employees, you've got to do everything you can to keep them. And recognition is that way that really bonds your employees' hearts and minds. You know, I loved Jack Welch's new book, Winning, when he talks about leadership in business, and his principle number 8 is great leaders celebrate. You know, when you have good things happening in your business and people do extraordinary things, you need to celebrate those successes. That's
recognition. You know, Chester, did you know that today is Don't Wait, Celebrate Week?
Oh,
it is. No, really,
I should know that, shouldn't I?
This is Celebrate Week. Don't wait. It says right here, folks. I don't write this. I just read it. It says it's a week dedicated to spontaneous and frequent celebrations of milestone events and non milestone events. Maybe things that aren't such big milestones. Maybe just regular stuff.
Well, and that's the key too. You know, we talk about in our books about just the everyday thank you. You know, the handwritten note, how powerful that is, and we recommend that people send a handwritten note to people's homes so that their families can enjoy the fact that they're appreciated at work. And mm-hmm. and that goes a long way in engaging people. But, you know, Jim, it's not just, again, the softer side of business. With this white paper that we published just in May, We took 31 different organizations, a survey of 26,000 employees, and we benchmarked the survey question, "My organization recognizes me for excellence." And then what we did with that question is we looked at the company's financials. And, you know, like a lot of surveys, we did the four quartiles, the low end for people that aren't recognized, right, to the high end that people are. And we looked at, first we looked at return on equity, and then we looked at return on assets, and then we looked at operating margins. And I'll tell you what was interesting is we thought, gosh, if we could show a 5 to 10% difference from low end to high end, boy, CFOs all around the country would be interested. Well, it wasn't 5 to 10%. It was 2 to 300%. It was really dramatic. And we've had a lot of fun in bringing this to the attention of big businesses and small businesses that say, look, if you don't believe after this data that your employees and the way you treat them and engage them is the most important thing you do as a manager and as a business owner, then you're really playing with fire.
Well, absolutely. And the thing about it is, and I just want to make sure we get this little factoid out, Chester, and I think you and I probably talked about this last time. This to me was an aha moment in my career as a manager, and I saw this 30 years ago. I've seen it 20 years ago. I've seen it in the last 10 years, 5 years ago, this year. The number one thing on the top of employees' concerns is not money, is it, Chester?
No, it's not. The money and the comp and the benefits get your people in the door. It's being involved in business decisions, knowing that what you're doing has an effect, but more than anything, being recognized for your work.
It is classic. It is almost, I've never seen a survey, and I've seen a bunch of them over the years, Chester. I've never seen a survey where when the employees were polled, where money was on top. In fact, it will, depending on which survey you take or you see, if there are 10 things that are listed as things that they're concerned about, money may be third or fourth or sixth or eighth or tenth.
Well, even more dramatic than that. I mean, Gallup did the study of 5 million employees over 10 years, and they have what they call their Q12, and they rank what's the most, you know, the attributes of highly productive employees. Of the Q12, comp and benefits doesn't show up, period.
Wow.
Because, well, think about it, though. I mean, if you're not being paid fairly, if you can't pay your bills, if you can't make your mortgage payment, you're not working there anyway.
That's right.
So the comp and the benefits has to make sense. But, and this ties in very interestingly, Jim, to our thing in Asia. You know, and we'll talk about it. I can tell we're going to go to a break.
Great,
but we can talk about it after
there,
the break.
Chester, stand by. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of A Carrot a Day. He and I will be right back. More to come, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Chester Elton is our guest. I'm glad he's here, too. He is, and co-author Adrian Gostick are the authors of A Carrot a Day, as well as the 24 Carrot Manager. And Chester, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your books.
Well, it's going to be real fun. We're launching a new website this month at carrots.com. That's carrotsplural.com.
All right.
You can get our books at fine bookstores everywhere and, of course, online at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
All right. And that's Chester Elton, E-L-T-O-N, if you're Googling him. Chester, we went through the break, and you were just about to make an incredibly brilliant segue from your research into our Asia discussion.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. We talk to companies all over North America. In fact, you know, we'll talk to 100,000 people in our conferences this year about this point. And that is, when you look at your businesses, people say, look, we got to lean it down. You know, we got to do it for less. We got to outsource everything to China and do it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Well, of course, you can't do it for nothing, right? So at a certain point, you've leaned it down to where you can't do it anymore. Secondly, they say, look, we got to have, remember there was this big thing, Jim, about disruptive technology.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have the latest and greatest technology. Well, you know, you can buy technology. And even Bill Gates admits that any new technology will give you an advantage for maybe 90 days.
Yeah.
So when you look at your business, whether it's a small business or a big business, where is your advantage every time? And it always comes back to your people. How do your people engage your customers, develop those long-term relationships, give that extraordinary customer service that keeps people coming back again and again? So again, we turn from technology to leaning down to how are we treating our people. And that's been our point for years and years, and finally it's really come to light that that's the difference.
Well, and the thing is, and this is especially important for small businesses, Chester, because everything that we sell, every single thing that small businesses sell, I don't care who you are, what you do, into the 21st century, is a commodity. The only thing that's special about what you have and what you sell and what you do is the way you deliver it. And the way you deliver it is with the people.
Yeah, and you know, one of our best clients, Avis Rental Car, really drives that home. I mean, their philosophy is if we treat our employees as if they're our best customers, they'll treat our customers better. And Avis Rental Car, for the third year in a row, Business Travelers, you know, J.D. Power Association, number one in their class, and they are the most profitable rental car. They're not the biggest, but they're the most profitable. And boy, I'd take that position any day.
Right, absolutely. Now, what are you seeing when you talk to your clients and your audiences in Asia? How are they embracing this kind of thinking?
Well, I'll tell you, they're starved for it, Jim. Because if you think about the past, the way business is run in a communist country, is basically you just call the central bureau and you tell them you need 300 people at your bicycle factory and they show up.
Yep.
It's not like they have any job security. It's not like they can negotiate wages. And so, you know, that's the way it ran. Quality was poor. There was no competition and on. There was no human resource discipline at all.
20 years ago, they basically had no economy.
That's right. That's right. I mean, their currency
China,
wasn't...
China, I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, and they didn't trade their currency anywhere and so on.
Uh-huh.
Well, now they've opened up to Western thinking, and they've opened up, and now there's a burgeoning middle class in China. You've got well-educated Chinese that now have options. They can go work for European and Western and American companies.
Ted Fishman says that middle class in China, Ted Fishman, the author of China, Inc., he says the middle class in China is 300 million, the size of America.
Exactly. Oh, and they've got money to spend. And their money goes a long way in China. But here's the point. Now they can actually leave companies and go elsewhere. There's now this brain drain away from all these government-owned companies to these Western, and they've got to figure out a way now to engage, treat their employees well, and become productive and actually turn a profit. Well, so they're starved for it.
One of the things we learned with this CNOOC Unocal transaction that didn't happen this last month, where the CNOOC China company was going to buy the U.S. Unocal company, and we found out in looking into that a little deeper, and basically I think what derailed the transaction is that CNOOC is 70% owned by the state.
Oh yeah, no,
now,
and
is
most
that what
companies
you're finding,
are.
Is that what you're finding over there?
Oh yeah, 80% of the Chinese population works for government-owned companies. It's a frightening thought. But let me tell you, not only are the companies kind of starved for how do we do this, but when we speak at conferences and we get middle to lower-end line managers, they're starved. The employees, they're starved for recognition. Tell us how to do it. And this is where I think the real revolution happens, not just in China, but in everywhere, is that, you know, you get these messages from the ivory tower in organizations, you know, the message to the masses. But you really have to manage to the one. You've got to get each employee buy into your mission and vision. And that really happens at the manager supervisory level. The research that we've looked at from SHRM, from our own organization, from Gallup, and from the Jackson organization and so on, is that people don't quit companies. They quit their supervisors.
Hmm.
And
say
that's
that again.
The most,
say
yeah,
that again.
That people don't quit companies. They quit their supervisors.
Hmm.
They quit their managers. That's the most important relationship. You know, nobody quits Johnson & Johnson. It's a wonderful company. But they'll
right.
quit Mac or Sue or Bob because
right.
they treat them badly.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had bad managers.
Absolutely.
I've had bad men. And we leave them.
Mm-hmm.
We do. It's the number one reason for turnover. Now, when people ask why we leave, we say we're leaving for more money or a better
right.
opportunity because that's, you know, socially
acceptable. It's a canard, though, isn't it? Yeah.
It is. Absolutely.
Chester,
so what
I got to stop you.
Sure.
Can you wrap it up in 10 seconds?
You got it. So what we do is we empower managers with tools to recognize and engage their employees. That's the Carrots.
And if they want to find out more about you, how do they do that?
Carrots.com. Come join us. We'll
Carrots.
Send you all the research and stuff and happy to empower managers.
Thank you, Chester. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of A Carrot A Day. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Mike Menzies. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
I feel nice.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.